Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are back live. Thanks for the extra day. Always nice to have a four-day weekend. Although on Monday, I thought, I was like, oh, it's really, because we're not, it's like all the days are the same. You can't go anywhere. You can't see anybody. It's like all smoky
Sleeping
outside.
Sleeping in is good though, right?
It is. Oh my God. It's great. I mean, it makes for a bad night when you try to go to bed. You know, like I got in bed at 9 o'clock last night and thought, this is not going to work. And eventually, you know, you fall asleep. And then you just wake up and it's so hot and sticky and So we have a big day today, though. We're going to, you know, Wednesday's the Johnny Mosley Pod Day and the Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Mosley Pod. You can have the swag of an Olympic skier by winning Johnny's official ski team jacket. Over the last 2 weeks, we've been having people enter at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. And if you're interested, if you entered, we had a lot of entries and someone is going to win it today by random draw. And we'll find out how it is on the interior of Johnny's house as well. That's all we can ask you. How's the interior of your house? Well, it's the same as it was all the other days. But I'm looking forward to checking in with him today. All right, so we're going to start with coronavirus. Oh my God, really? Is that still around? Is that still a thing? Michael Rooker, who I was like, who the hell is Michael Rooker? I look him up, I'm like, oh, I know who that guy is. He's Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy. Is that the stone kind of guy? He's one of the main dudes.
He's kind of the guy's sort of... apparent in the first episode, right? And then I don't think he lived. Spoiler alert. Does he live?
I don't know.
I don't think he lives.
I mean, I definitely recognize him from that, but also, I mean, I basically know him as Merle from the first few seasons of The Walking Dead. He's Daryl's brother. And he's great. You know, he's just like this country kicker. You know, he's that guy. In a Facebook post, he said, I've been fighting off COVID-19. And I have to let y'all know it's been quite a battle. And as in any war, all is fair. And in the middle of this epic battle, I've come to the conclusion that there ain't a whole heck of a lot one can do externally to fight off COVID-19. Once it's gotten into your body, the real battle takes place internally on a cellular level. I could feel and see the results of those daily battles by how I felt and looked the next day. COVID put up a pretty good fight. But bottom line, it ended up getting its ass knocked out by my immune system. 1-2 punch to the head, 2 body shots, left hook, right uppercut combination, end of story.
Boy, where's this going? He's
That's
dead.
It. It's over.
Oh, he didn't die? Okay.
He won. He beat coronavirus.
I was like, man, this sounds like out. Every person who starts talking too soon before the game's over and then suddenly, whoops.
Well, I don't know that he's tested negative or anything, but he, you know, after battling it, he got on Facebook and said, I killed it.
Oh, okay, good.
End of story. Tiffany Haddish said she recently had it as well, she thinks, but she didn't experience many symptoms. She posted an interview that she did with Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, last week. She said that over the past few months, she's been tested 12 times. She said she tested negative, then tested positive, even though she didn't feel anything. She later tested negative, then tested positive for antibodies, then later tested negative for antibodies. Which apparently happens, like your body only makes the antibodies for so long and then, I don't know, you're vulnerable again. She says she feels superhuman, so good for her.
That's good.
Fauci said, listen, be careful, because while you probably have some residual immunity, no one knows how long you're protected after having it, and it's possible that you could get reinfected. This is from a tabloid. This is Britain's Sun tabloid. So take it with a grain of salt. Britain's Sun magazine is saying David and Victoria Beckham secretly caught the coronavirus while partying in the US and the UK. And everyone's worried that they are super spreaders because they're not staying put, according to the Sun. And then on a serious note, Bruce Williamson, he is a former lead singer of the Temptations. He's not one of the original guys. He was with the band from 06 to 2015. He died of COVID-19 Sunday night at age 49.
What? Wait a minute. Does that time out?
I just said he wasn't original.
You know, oh, okay. Were, sorry. Yeah. I didn't catch
06,
that. 40, 06
to 2015, he was, hey. I guess, right. Yes, no, he's not a 70-year-old dude. Age 49, though, that's, you know, I hate hearing about people around my age and younger dying of this because it's scary as hell. Jillian Michaels, I would like you to marry me.
Yuck.
She got COVID-19 after letting her guard down for an hour, quotes. She says, I guess yesterday she was saying, she's 49 as well. She got COVID-19 a few weeks ago, and she said, basically, don't go to the gym. She said, if you're afraid of COVID, you should not go to the gym. And I am actually a person who let my guard down. I haven't even spoken about this publicly, really. A very close friend of mine gave me COVID several weeks ago. She was talking to Fox Business about her stay-at-home workout app. So this all fits neatly into that package. Mm-hmm. But she basically says, I'm fortunate to have gone into it being healthy. I was able to get on the other side of it pretty quick, but not everyone is that lucky, as we know. All I can tell you is if you're afraid of getting COVID, a public gym is probably a place where you will get it. So try my new at-home workout app. Ding, ding, shame. So she says, basically, she let her guard down for 1 hour with one of her best friends who does her hair and makeup, and that person didn't know they had it and gave it to her. I guess the person didn't even know for 4 or 5 days, and then called her and went, hey, you should probably get tested.
Great. Thanks.
I know. here's some good coronavirus news, though. The NFL season starts tomorrow. And the latest round of league-wide testing shows one player who tested positive. I don't know if the person's sick or not. And I think like maybe 7 team personnel. So August 30th through September 5th, all the tests that they do, because they are 44,000 tests during this time, administered to 8,000 people. Boy, some people can get tested. One of the 2,641 players tested positive for COVID-19. And then there were 7 positives among the 5,700 league and team staff members who were tested. So that's 8 people out of 8,000 overall, like 0.1%, which is great. But they're saying we're cautiously optimistic, but those numbers are actually worse, believe it or not, than Major League Baseball had the week before its opening day. There were 6 positives among 10,900 players and personnel tested. And we know how that turned out. Although the season is ongoing, there have been plenty of, you know, once people start traveling around and being exposed to more people, it's bound to happen.
But they're in outbreaks. Place right now, so that's not, it's not a fair indicator of how the season will go at all. But right. I am, fingers crossed, I really need this football season if we're going to spend the fall trapped in our homes. I mean, that'll keep people home alone. I mean, right. If you've got football all day Sunday, there's something to do.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, are the Thursday night and the Saturday night games going to happen still? Like,
Thursday night
be...
is the tomorrow night is the first game of the season.
Right.
So, yes, Thursday
night. So, hopefully,
happening.
And Monday night, I mean, is, you know, are we
Monday
getting
Monday night,
full...
there are 2 games this Monday.
Oh, wow. Oh, what do you have any idea what network those are on?
I'm going to guess
games?
They're on ESPN, but there's a shuffle that happens. So, I'll have to look. Actually, wait, I may have it right here.
Yeah, just I want to know what night the Thursday night games are because of our beloved Big Brother.
What night the Thursday night games are
I'm
on.
Sorry, what network the Thursday night games are on. Roger Goodell says he's willing to roll with the punches. The league is prepared to play fewer than 16 games if that's what it comes to. We're
NBC.
Prepared if we have to do that. Oh, NBC? Oh, that's great news.
NBC is Thursday night, and Monday night is ESPN.
Mm. On Sunday, I wonder what the evening game is. Well, whatever, it's fine. We'll deal.
Sunday evening, is that the 13th?
Yeah,
that's the Cowboys Rams on NBC.
Oh, good. Whew. Big Brother. Big Brother's a game I'm watching.
Boy, that new anyway, Rams logo stinks. Ha! ha. Yuck.
Joe Exotic is in the news today. He has submitted a 257-page document asking Trump for pardon. He says he was sexually assaulted in prison. He says that the guards are doing him, apparently. He is he's begged everyone for help. Cardi B, Kim Kardashian. He wants Kim Kardashian to, you know, get him excused. He's serving, I want to say, 22 years for his conviction on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and 2 counts of murder for hire. Joe Exotic is Joe Maldonado Passage. Mm-hmm. And he has written a letter to Donald Trump in which it, and provided 257 pages of documentation. What all those say? I'm sure Donald Trump's not going to read them. He says, I've been sexually assaulted by jail staff, beat up and tied in a chair to the point where the skin came off my arms. Please be my hero. My hands are damaged from the abuse in jail. So I'm sorry for the soppy writing and spelling. Soppy. I assume he meant sloppy. Mm-hmm. And he added the hashtag Trump Jr. 2024. So, you know, he's Donald Trump can count on him in the future. And basically he's saying, allow me to make you proud, to make America proud, to make the world proud. Be my hero, please. Let me out of here. Let me out of here, man.
So I can see that based on the because I did watch the show and I hate it and I hate who mm-hmm. this guy is and how he's come to be famous. I hate the whole thing. But the guy has been fame hungry his whole life. He finally gets fame and he's in jail and he's not able to enjoy it. So right. I do think he's actually serving a fitting crime, like a fitting penalty. This is what he should get. Uh-huh. He should have to sit there instead of going around enjoying fame and money. He should have to sit there, and that money should go to help animals some Agreed. Way, shape, or form.
I totally agree. Yeah, he is a he's a terrible person. There are a lot of terrible people on that show. Like there should be, mm-hmm. he should have some company in that jail. So far, he's the only one. What's that guy's name? Jeff Lewis or something? That guy's awful. And Carol Baskin?
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe, okay. Yeah, and Carol Baskin's about to be on Dancing with the Stars. What?
What about the other guy, too? The other competing tiger guy that keeps these women around? And what's that guy's deal?
Doc,
I don't know,
Severinson.
But you know,
it's not Doc Severinson.
Whatever
Doc,
his deal.
Yeah.
What's sexier than a tiger? I don't know. A person? What are you talking about, dude? Jesus.
You're gross. That guy is. Yeah, I forgot all about
Doc
that
Antle.
Guy. Doc Antle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy. That was right. There was all that twisted crap where the girl was like an intern and invited to live in the main harem. I don't know.
Yeah, and they all sleep with him.
Ugh. Blech. Right. Very culty. 2021. We have a lot to look forward to in 2021. Including the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It officially comes to an end next year.
What season will that be?
That will be, I guess, maybe the 20th season?
21.
14 years. 21?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Because September is going to be their 20th season.
Like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
So they're saying early next year, whatever mm-hmm. whatever the season is that's happening, it's over. They put a message out on social media. Of course they did. The Kardashian-Jenners. It's with heavy hearts that we've made the difficult decision as a family to say goodbye after what will be 14 years, 20 seasons, hundreds of episodes, and numerous spinoff shows. We're beyond grateful to all of you who've watched us for all these years, through the good times, the bad times, the happiness, the tears, the many relationships and children. We'll forever cherish the wonderful memories. He, by the way, currently has no other shows in the works with the family. This actually could be the end. I'm sure they'll continue to rerun
Dude,
that. It'll
they're
be a staple.
Already planning the reunion show for 2022. Come on.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. The show's audience has faded over the years, but it is still in the top 100 shows in the 2019-2020 season. So, I don't know how many shows there are, but what are there, 112? So they're still in the top 100. I guess that's the best they can say. I'm totally out of time. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
There is a lady in Australia who is going to help all the men of the world.
Oh,
down there.
Finally. Yes, down there.
Oh.
After these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.